Hello, this is Michael Fanning with the Windermere Coaching Minute. This is our short-form podcast where we'll be interviewing Windermere agents who bring creative ideas, power strategies, and successful routines to light, all in creating epic client service and work-life balance. Enjoy the podcast.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, everyone. This is Michael Fanning, and welcome to the Windermere Coaching Minute. And we did take a little bit of a break over the Thanksgiving time, and we are now back. And this is our coaching podcast where we talk to agents and also services individuals working within the Windermere organization who have great ideas, some strategies, successful routines, and just really shedding light on the culture of Windermere. And I'm really excited today to have Lucy Wood with us. And Lucy, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. Well, for those of you who don't know Lucy Wood, let me just give you a little bit of background on Lucy. So Lucy is one of the daughters of Jill and Jeff Wood, who are the owners of the Windermere company, along with their with Jill's brother, Obi, and Lucy's uncle, right?
Correct.
And so a couple things about Lucy. Lucy, she went to Laurelhurst High School, or excuse me, grew up in Laurelhurst, went to Roosevelt High School, get those right. And then went on to Wisconsin, where she won a national rowing championship. But we laughed about it, Lucy, because you were only there for 1 year. But the 1 year you were there, you won the championship. I mean, you were there for longer than that, but you only rowed for a year.
1 year I rowed. Yeah, I was a one and out.
One and out. But you won a championship, right?
I did.
I love it. And then she went on to go to Sun Valley, lived there for 2 years, where she was, I think you said it, a ski bum, but did a lot of odd jobs and learned how to work with people, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. Restaurant work teaches you some things.
Yes, I would agree with that. And then came back and for 2 years, then really took a deep dive into working in real estate, got a real estate license. In fact, she went through our Ninja installation, and I remember you being there. And then you went to Israel, right?
I did.
And how long were you there?
I was in Israel for about a year and a couple months. The couple months were due to COVID. So my now husband is Israeli. And so I went to live with him during his last year of architecture. And then we both moved back here last September.
And then you moved back and now you work within the services organization, really for Jill, Jeff, and Obi, on that. But one thing I want to point out for the listeners listening today, one of the reasons I wanted to have Lucy on our podcast is because when we think about Windermere, so Windermere is going into, we're going to have our 50th anniversary. I remember, yeah, I know, right? Insane. And this company got started in 1972 by Lucy's grandfather, John Jacoby. And at that time it was one office and eight agents. And, but this company is built on the values and the culture that started with John. But the reason why I wanted Lucy on here today, because I want to show you how the family weaves it, not just into the company, but into their family as well. And so that's kind of what we want to talk about. But I have to tell you, I remember seeing Lucy, when I was started in 1997, Lucy, you've been part of this company for a long time, what in all different capacities. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I was four in 1997. So
yes.
Not to age you, but
no, hey, that's okay.
Well, so yeah, one of the things my parents found extremely important was our exposure to the company. And so since I probably was 12 years old, I have been working odd jobs within Windermere between, stuffing foundation letters for tuna. I remember doing name tags. It must've been for a symposium event when I was pretty young.
And by the way, just to clarify, everybody, listeners, Tuna is actually Christine Wood, and she manages our foundation, but her nickname in the family is Tuna.
Just, yep, sorry, Christine, sorry.
No, that's fine, because people might go, ooh, it's Tuna. But yeah, it's Christine.
Tuna, Christine, yep. And then I answered the phones for services for a while. I remember you there, Fanning.
Yes,
I was there. Answered the phones for real estate, worked in the accounting department. Unfortunately, I am not a numbers person, so that was quite the experience. I worked for CW Title and Escrow. I've just kind of been all over the board trying to understand the way Windermere runs and what happens on the back end, which was actually very helpful for when I started to sell real estate, so I could understand getting a commission from accounting. I knew who to call.
Right, exactly. And you kind of gave you the lay of the land of just how real estate works, because real estate is another animal all to itself. But here's a good question on that, and why I wanted to have you kind of go through that. Is so you're growing up with a grandfather who started the company and a mom and dad and uncle who now own the company. What was that like? Was there pressure on you to say, hey, this is what you should do? Explain to me a little bit about what they instilled in you, because we talked about this a little bit, and I think it's different than what people might expect.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think the way my grandpa built this company was based on the value of the people around him and making sure the people he worked with were appreciated and loved and respected. And I think that was the way I was raised. It wasn't necessarily about the company, but he definitely instilled those values into our family. And I have a huge family, and it was never... We always would get together for Christmas, all of us. I mean, I have 25 cousins and we love each other so much, and we're super lucky to have this family, but it wasn't about the company really. And having parents that work in the company, they were pretty good at separating Windermere from home life, especially because how easy would it be for them to come home and continue talking about it? And they didn't necessarily do that, but they gave us a lot of opportunities to know that we always have a place in the company if we do choose to want to be involved. And right. we were never pushed or told you have to go work for the company. It was always, if this is something you're interested in, there's a place for you and we would love to have you.
Yeah. And knowing your mom and knowing your dad, I know that they put a lot of pride in work ethic
mm-hmm.
and rolling up sleeves. And so I've got to imagine, especially knowing your dad, that, you know, he's probably like, hey, you choose what you want to do, but whatever you do, you know, put 100% effort into it.
Right. Well, and it was really cool. Honestly, growing up, I loved this company growing up because my parents were so passionate about it. It wasn't necessarily about the business. I didn't know anything about real estate or business in general, but I knew how much they loved Windermere, and I know how much they were proud of what they were doing. And that was very cool for me. And that made me want to be involved. And honestly, watching my mom, like, I have a badass mom. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. Sorry.
No, you can say that. It's perfectly okay.
But she's really cool. She's really inspirational. And it's I'm really lucky.
Yeah, I would agree. And I think knowing your extended family as well, I mean, I think that, you know, John brought a lot of that to not just to Jill, but to his other kids as well. Is that, hey,
oh yeah, Obi and my dad are badass too.
Yeah,
I have to say that, throw that in there.
but let's work hard. And I think the other piece too is just giving back. You said it a minute ago, and I just want to reiterate: is surrounding yourself with quality people who are like minded, mm-hmm. but then also people who are civic minded. And I think that's the other aspect of Windermere too: is this ability to give back and build great communities, which is why, you know, we're going to hit the 50-year mark and still mm-hmm. be going strong. And granted, there's competition. And you said something interesting earlier when we were talking about when you were selling real estate. So for 2 years, you had your license and you're selling real estate. And that was right when Compass was coming on board, right? So there's always going to be competition. But what do you think it is about Windermere that lets us sustain and keep going and keep growing and providing the level of service that we do? I mean, you said a little bit about the value.
Oh, yeah, I would say the passion and the value. I mean, our values, Windermere's values, are about the people. So as long as the people that we are surrounding ourselves with are good and smart and wanting to do great things for the community, we're gonna be doing great, and we're gonna be happy. And I think that's why my family has been so passionate about this business for so long.
Yeah. And also what I love is too, is, and we talked about this a little bit, is the resources we provide. So tell me a little bit about what you do now. So now you're working mm-hmm. with Jill, Jeff, and Owies, kind of, and you're working on some of the additional resources we're bringing to the table to enhance our value proposition. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so for the last year and a half, I've been working under Jill, Jeff, and Obi and some of their partnerships that they have outside of the real estate world. So the core services such as insurance, the CW title and escrow.
Yes, right, title, escrow, insurance.
Mortgage.
Mortgage.
The loan company, just all these other cool companies that are under within the Windermere network, and learning about how those core businesses help support each other, but also help support Windermere and Windermere agents specifically. And it's been a really awesome learning experience because it's way different than just selling real estate.
Absolutely. Well, and it also allows you to kind of dip your toe in the water to see kind of the bigger picture, if you will.
Right.
You know, a lot of people think, oh, real estate's just, you know, real estate agents listing and selling homes, but there's a lot that goes into providing services, which,
and the relationships you have with all of those other companies as well.
Exactly. And ultimately what those do when you work those is they also provide a higher level of experience that's high quality to the end result, which is the clients that the agents have, correct?
Right. I mean, the agents, having all of these relationships with and trusting these core service businesses, knowing that those people are going to take care of your clients only makes you as an agent that much better and that much more trustworthy and that much more experienced.
Yep. I totally agree. Well, and the other thing I wanted to kind of address, and so, you know, you're on here and you're, so now it would be, you would be the third generation, right? The third generation for Windermere.
Correct.
And you have a huge family. So when you say you have cousins, you have a lot of cousins.
Yeah.
They're also third generation that have, and by the way, a lot of them are already working. I mean, I know I look at like, Tori and Carter and Molly and Obi, and Obi has kids. I mean, there's a lot of cousins there, but here's my question. So we're in 50. So we moved to 75, we've moved to 100. What would you say, right, in terms of people that are thinking about getting into real estate now, was Windermere a good landing spot for people who potentially want to become real estate agents or people who are just getting started, who are maybe getting courted from other companies? But the fact of the matter is, what's different about Windermere, and where do you see at our 75 year mark what we're doing?
Oh, that was a lot of questions in one. Okay.
I know it was.
Let me start with, okay, I would say what makes Windermere special, let's start there, is it is exactly the values that we have, the culture that we have, the people, and the tools. Our tools are great. And we have so much support within each office. Every single office is its own community and is its own family in itself. And that's pretty cool. And that that support is awesome for new agents.
Well, and I think it would go to saying for the people listening who may not know Windermere well is that, you know, we are made up of 300 some offices, but they're typically independently owned and operated, with few that are kind of brought together by the family. But you're exactly right. These are owners who have invested their time and money into creating these cultures. And each one of them is kind of like a little family in itself. And then we're a bigger family, but we really have a great culture and just connecting with each other.
Right. And I don't want to speak for other owners, but I've been sitting on a lot of the Western Washington owner meetings, and they're buddies. Everyone's friends. I mean, the owners, even though they have their own franchise owners and they need to support their agents, they're still friends and they still work with, they're running ideas by each other and trying to be creative in what they should do in their markets. And everyone is working together under this big family of the Windermere brand. And they respect each other a lot. And it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I would say, and idea sharing is huge. And so that's the one piece of it, right? Is why would you come here? Then the other one is, if I'm new or I'm thinking about getting into real estate, and you did real estate for 2 years, do you see this business as a viable business for young people coming into it saying, hey, this is my career? I mean, how do you see that?
Yeah. I mean, I think real estate is an awesome career, especially the flexibility real estate can give you is great, but also the amount of connecting and understanding people. This is the best career to be. You have to be a little bit social, I feel like, if you want to be a real estate agent, for sure. But you also have so many opportunities within Windermere to be able to, it goes back to that mentorship and that, I mean, when I sold real estate at the Sandpoint office, I had so many veteran agents in there who always answered my phone call and always would sit there and help me. And there's just this, it's an unbelievable amount of support and opportunity to do your own, to be your own agent as well.
Exactly. And you said something interesting that I took, is that if you were going to do this again, maybe you would find an agent that had been in the business for a while, a veteran, if you will, and team up with them and slowly do a transition. Do you think that that's a good opportunity for people getting into this business to make that connection?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I think that would be the only thing I would have done differently was to start out in my career as selling real estate with, as an assistant maybe, or partner in a partnership, because it is a little, it's a heavy burden. It's a very emotional, it's an emotional business to be in, especially if you're young. I mean, being 22 and handling that much money and contracts and then having the people's emotions of buying and selling their home, that's huge. And to be able to have share that a little bit might've been less heavy for me.
Yeah. Right. Not jumping right into the fire, as so to speak, and having somebody who has that confidence that can kind of help you and groom you along the way.
But I also don't want to take away from the people who do jump into the fire, because a lot of people do get their license and jump in and grind it out. And that's awesome. So I don't want to take away from that being a path as well.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and I even know when we teach ninjas, I mean, we have people that come to ninjas. We had a gentleman, one of our ninjas in Seattle, he was still in college and he'd already 5 transactions already under his belt. And he was just fearless.
Crushing it. Awesome.
Yeah. Just crushing it. And so I think that's a great reason. But the other thing, I think the last thing I want to touch on with you is that, you know, so you came into it and you went through Ninja. And so you experienced being a new agent in our company. What would you say about the level of resources we provide to really help somebody to establish a base to become successful in this business?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting. So now I've been, now that I'm back in the services side of everything and seeing what our education is and what the process is for new agents right now, it's pretty incredible how far it's come. I mean, ProDev is doing an amazing job of having so many resources and so many videos, so many tips, so many places that new agents can go to find information and to train themselves. Ninja's amazing, obviously, not to like
or anything. No, but well, I didn't create it. Larry did. I just carry the torch. But yeah, I would agree. It does a great job of helping agents.
Yeah, ProStar. I mean, there are so many great tools and great platforms that are within Windermere that new agents can definitely use.
Jump on. I agree. Yeah. And you know, and the other thing too on this, the last thing here. So here we are. We're 50 years. All right. So let's say we go to 75 years and then 100 years. And you brought this up, and I hear this a lot too, as people say, well, you know, another 25 years from now, I mean, is real estate going to be the way it is? Because there's all this AI and AVMs and with technology. And you said something interesting, and I agree with you, is that the reason why Windermere has sustained where we are today is not because so much, I mean, it's, you have to have the tools, you have to compete. It comes back to us caring about people.
Mm-hmm. People need people. This is an emotional business.
Yeah.
Again, like I just said, I mean, thinking about selling your home that you have had your kids in, they grew up in, and now they're gone to college and you need to sell it. Like, that's super emotional. Or buying your first home and putting a 20% down payment down, especially in Seattle, is really overwhelming. And you need to know that you have that agent that's going to answer the phone at midnight and just be your emotional support and help you through it.
Exactly.
Or for an agent to know that they're going to be that person.
Right. And I think that, you know, as much as we have tools for teaching people on the skills, I think the other piece to Windermere is that there's also, you're embedded in a culture where you walk into a door and it's not just about, hey, sit down and go get transactions, but it's building a family and having right. people there that care about you. And you're part of something much bigger than you.
Right. You know, and my dad gives me this advice. He said so to answer your question about for year 75, I have a feeling my dad and mom will still be in the business then, but if not, my dad has told me multiple times, make sure you keep good, smart people that are smarter than you surrounding you while you build your bit, while this business continues to grow, while this company continues to grow, because that's the only way that it can be successful is by surrounding yourself with good people.
Yep.
And I take that to heart.
I second that. You know, my dad said the same thing to me. He said, son, hey, never be the smartest person in the room. Mm-hmm. And if you're the smartest person in the room, go find another room. And I think that is exactly the same type of thing that Jeff's saying to you, is that you know what, you are only as smart as the people you choose to have in your circle. And mm-hmm. all those people in your circle should be people that, one, will tell you if you're off your rocker. I think that's important.
Yeah.
And number two, who challenge you, right? Who challenge you to say, hey, is this the best idea? What should we do? And collectively, we're smarter than one individual. So I think that's great advice. And I love the fact that you said by year 75, you can still see him being here. Does that go for your uncle too with Obi?
Honestly, yeah, actually I could, you know, honestly, my grandfather still to this day, he's been out of the business for years, but he'll call and say, what's going on at Windermere these days? And I'm like, I don't know if I should get involved.
Well, I, you know what? It's funny. I don't know if John will ever get out of it because I love his entrepreneurial spirit. And he's always looking for a challenge. I mean, mm-hmm. I mean, he's your grandfather, but from what I can tell, he's that kind of person. And I love that he's passed that on, not to just his kids, but also to his grandkids. So
yes, we're very lucky.
So kudos to that. Lucy, hey, I want to thank you for being on today. If somebody wanted to get a hold of you just to pick your brain, because obviously you've a ton of experience, you've done a lot of things, and now you're here with the services company, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Call me.
Okay.
And call me, email me, anything.
All right. What's your phone number?
206-437-7038. And leave me a voicemail because I don't answer a lot of phone calls.
Yeah, I get it. Totally get it. Just leave her a voicemail or shoot her a text. But if you want to get a hold of Lucy and find out what she's doing or just kind of pick her brain a little bit, she's willing to do that. Be a great resource for you.
Happy to.
And if you have any questions about anything we talked about learning more about the Windermere family, also know this, we plan on hitting the 75-year mark and the 100-year mark. And it's so much fun just seeing this company grow and the next things that happen. And I love seeing the third generation now coming into this business. So Lucy, thank you for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. This is fun.
All right, everybody. Hey, like we always end these, be awesome. Help somebody, make it a great day. If you like what we're doing, please give us a shout out, share it. Give us a rating, and we will talk to you soon.
We want to thank you for taking the time to listen to our podcast. If you found this content interesting, please feel free to share it and give us a rating. Also, if you're a real estate agent with an epic idea and you're doing something great to create great client service or work-life balance, or maybe both, please reach out to us at fanning@windermere.com. And we always end our podcast by saying, be awesome and help somebody and make it a great day.